ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
So the lesson of yesterday on Monday was dedicated to study the Spanish experience that proved to be a very good partner of the European Union as for the decentralized cooperation is concerned, and in particular with the territorial cooperation program, or as it was called in the past, Interreg. Spain has a decentralized cooperation which is highly concentrated on the Spanish-speaking countries of South America and engaged quite extensively in the Maghreb area. This is indeed a decentralized state with big and autonomous and powerful regions, and this is also evident from the way they act in decentralized cooperation. In particular, we have the evidence of the Catalan government and the Catalan Agency for Development Cooperation, which is strongly supporting the municipalities of the regions to be engaged with an average budget, for instance, to give you an example, of 65 million only in 2007, and with an increase over 100 million in 2009. There are other big regions involved and supporting decentralized cooperation, like Andalusia and the Galicia region or the Basque government. Another excellent example that I know pretty well is the province of Barcelona, which is actually at the heart and at the beginning of several initiatives regarding engagement of municipalities and city-to-city cooperation. For most of the engagement of the Spanish municipalities and regions, decentralized cooperation is also a mean and a way to act in a form of city diplomacy and influence the policies and politics at the international level. They are mostly devoted to influence good governance and promote human rights and minority rights. The province of Barcelona, or mainly the city of Barcelona, for instance, is very much engaged in the Palestinian area to support good governance of this region. On the basis of the experience of Spain, the lesson of yesterday highlighted two interesting experiences which were promoted, part also thanks to the Spanish engagement. One was the ARTS initiative of the UN agency. ARTS stands for Articulation of Territorial and Thematic Networks of Cooperation for Human Development. And this is an initiative of UNDP which is promoting engagement of municipalities and territorial approach for the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals in all the countries. The ART initiative, which is a structured program of UNDP to promote government and local development, is, however, present not everywhere in the world, mostly in South America and in Africa, and very sporadic initiatives in Eastern Europe. They provide the municipalities and the local actors with a framework of work and framework agreement where they try to identify in a common way, together with various national, local and international actors, the way to contribute to development and democracy in specific areas. This is what we call a joint planning methodology. ART Goal is a quite successful initiative which is coordinated at the international level in Geneva through the Hub initiative of UNDP and at the national level with national coordinating committees, which could be found, for instance, in Europe, in Albania or in Kosovo. The platform of cooperation has the objective to identify needs and to implement possible program without overlapping or different structures. Another initiative which has been strongly supported by the Spanish is the Arco Latino, which is an association of local authorities of the Latin countries, Italy, Spain, and France, which is implementing the framework of agreements of Barcelona and a sort of pre-existing initiative of a more articulated program, which is called today ARLEM. It's another network promoting good governance and participation of municipalities. ARLEM is the Association of Municipalities of the Mediterranean Area. It was launched in January 2010. It's very recent. And it is an articulation of the Union for the Mediterranean, which is an organization launched under the French presidency of the European Union, promoting a permanent and constructive dialogue between the southern part of Europe and the Med areas, namely Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria mostly. And ARLEM is the potential coordinator of actor of decentralized cooperation in this region.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.